Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is September 4th, 2024. It is 10 a.m. My name is Hind Al-Dah, and I am here with my co-host, Abdelmajid Awan. For today's news, we have a lot of startup news coming out. So we have Tabby acquire Saudi digital wallet Tweak to expand fintech offerings. Zina Bank's $22 million Series A to scale up UAE fintech services for small businesses. And Adidas collaborates with Saudi artist Raghad Al-Ahmad for Bloom Sky Collection. Before we begin with the main stories, Majid, I want to ask you, have you read anything exciting on the news today, this morning?
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening because there's an event, 24 FinTech, happening in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. So a lot of startups, a lot of companies which are doing M&A, mergers and acquisitions, or which are launching something, which have series A, B, C, D, whichever news, of funding, they're trying to go there and then announce whatever they have to announce. So one of the things that recently happened, we talked about the Talabat IPO that Delivery Hero has announced that they will get an IPO for Talabat, which is their like MENA region delivery service. So what happened is they've now asked three banks, it's JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and Emirates NBD, to manage the IPO. The IPO, apparently,
banks.
Yeah, very big news. And the IPO is apparently worth $1 billion. It's not going to be a small IPO, it's going to be a very big IPO happening at the end of the year, Q4 2024. That's what the plan is. So Securities and Commodities Exchange will give them the approval. And as soon as they get the approval, they will start the IPO process. Currently, according to Bloomberg, the company Talabat, the delivery arm in the MENA of Delivery Hero, is basically around $6 billion in worth. So this is what is happening in the morning, and we'll talk about it in detail when we get more details. But this is right now the scenario. Three banks in line to manage the IPO for Talabat.
Yeah, speaking of mergers and acquisitions, Tabby acquires Saudi digital wallet Tweak to expand fintech offerings.
Yeah.
So Tabby is a Middle Eastern buy now, pay later fintech. I'm sure most people are aware of it. It's similar to Tamara, which is also a BNPL fintech service. And it has acquired Tweak, which is a Saudi Arabian digital wallet startup, which is aimed at millennials and Gen Z. Do you know why it's aimed at millennials and Gen Z exactly?
They love to spend, I guess, the money that they don't have. But it's just every generation that we see, they have a certain buying pattern.
Yeah.
And even if they're entrepreneurs, they have a certain business pattern that they go to these businesses, that business. So every generation has a set of ideals. And I guess Gen Z, what the products are showing, what this the growth of BNPL is showing, they have a habit of buying now and paying later.
Yeah, we talked. So, we had a discussion about this a week ago, I believe, where people my age, so Gen Z, I think are more,
adventurous with
so,
their money.
So just the idea of paying later but having the product right now is more attractive, because in our minds it's like, well, I can worry about money later. Right now I just need what I want in my hands, and then
also
that's a
adventurous
problem for future me.
Adventurous in the sense that they believe that they can earn the money because they have so many options now.
That's
not
true.
Just stock markets, it's not just real estate, they're spending on crypto, they're trading in crypto. We saw that recent report that UAE has, UAE is second or third on the list of the crypto adoption list. So that shows that a lot of people in UAE have crypto assets, they're trading in them, they're earning money from them. So yeah, but Gen Z is very adventurous with the money. They're good at it also.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're good at managing their money. So they have the plan that, oh, we can buy it and pay later. And I guess it's the products as well. Apple is launching an iPhone nearly every year now, or at least 1.5 or 2 years they're launching it. So they want to stay updated on their devices and everything.
And they're
that
including AI, built-in AI system in their iPhone.
The next iPhone is apparently, reportedly, everyone is, there's no official date, but everyone is saying it's going to come in September.
Isn't it always September each
year?
Yeah,
but this year, I don't know. There's no formal announcement, but they're saying September 10 maybe, or anything in September.
I think it's to keep people's attentions, probably.
Yeah. That's a good marketing tactic. Never tell them and just announce, oh, yeah, next week, 2 days later or this. But we've seen that with Apple iPhones. There's always a queue outside the stores and there's always pre-bookings. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's coming, Gen Z. Yeah, you can use your BNPL services.
So back to Tabby. So this acquisition will allow it to offer digital spending accounts, cards, and money management tools, and broadening its product site. And Tweak, which was founded in 2020 and was licensed as an e-money institution by the Saudi Central Bank, will continue to operate independently after the acquisition. So
yes, and the deal, Tabby acquiring Tweak, also strengthens Tabby's footprint in Saudi Arabia and in the UAE. These are the two key markets for any business which is working in the MENA region. And the acquisition supports Tabby's growth strategy by diversifying its financial services beyond buy now, pay later. They just don't want to be known for this. They want to expand their financial services. And they want to appeal to, obviously, broader customer base. They want to go to millennials also. They want to go to Gen Z, Gen X, Gen Y, all. They want to cater to everyone because, obviously, more people using your product, using your services means more money. Also, by incorporating Tweak's offerings, Tabby aims to enhance financial empowerment for its 14 million users. So right now, they have Tweak already has 14 million users, and Tabby wants to target them also to bring them onto their services and maybe expand the services so there can be more inclusion from the both sets of customers that they have.
Yeah. So Tabby also plans to integrate Tweak's digital wallet technology to introduce new financial products and services. And Tabby will leverage its recent $250 million Series D funding and $700 million debt facility to further expand its operations in the Middle East. And this acquisition may signal more M&A activity in the region's fintech sector as companies seek to diversify and scale up their offerings. So let's move on to our second story. So Zina Bank, their $22 million Series A is to scale up the UAE fintech services for small businesses. So another fintech story. So Zina is a UAE-based fintech startup, and it has raised $22 million in Series A funding, and this was led by Altos Ventures, and also with some backing from Activent Capital, Avenir Growth, Fintech Collective, FJ Labs, Jabar Internet Group, Middle East Venture Partners, and Y Combinator. So this funding comes as Zina's customer base has grown by 34% month over month for the past year, with revenues increasing tenfold. So they're also rapidly expanding their offerings to support micro, small, and medium-sized businesses in the UAE. Now, Zina actually started off as just a peer-to-peer payment app, and it made payments easier amongst people because you didn't need an IBAN account. Yeah. It was just through your phone number. But it now provides a comprehensive suite of financial services for businesses, like we said, for micro, small, and medium-sized businesses, or SMEs. And they also include payment gateways, point-of-sale solution, CRM functions, and payments via social media. So making payments just that easy.
Talking about social media, one of the very famous Emirati influencer, Khalid Al-Amiri, he also posted the story and said that I am also an investor in Zina. So I guess that's one part of the story that why they're becoming famous and they have access to influencers as investors, not as influencers, as investors. Khalid Amiri supporting Zina is a good sign. Always any influencer, any big personality supporting any brand is always good.
That's true.
The SME sector, we should talk about it as well because Zina caters mainly to that sector and it comprises of 94% of all companies in the UAE and contributes about 60% of the country's GDP. So that's a very big number. And it also represents a significant growth opportunity for Zina. Because if 94% of all companies in the UAE are SMEs, small and medium enterprises, they have a very big market to cater to. Mm-hmm. And the product is perfectly placed for them. And approximately 77% of the SMEs have adopted digital payments, driving demand for financial management tools. So the idea is great.
Yeah, but seeing this huge percentage of the country's GDP being from SMEs, I think this is like a very good good thing to see for people who potentially want to open an SME in the future, and it makes them see like, okay, a business can grow that much. Yeah. So
the UAE, the structure, again, the business infrastructure in the UAE is great for any company, not only for multinational corporations or multinational enterprises. It's good for any business which wants to start with like two or three founders just working and then bringing on two, three more people. So even with a company with the employee size of 10 people, they're considered a micro SME. They're called SMME. Mm-hmm. So small, micro, middle enterprises. So for them also, it's a good chance to come into this country. Again, we're inviting all of you. Habibi, come to the way is the famous slogan.
60% of the UAE's GDP is not a low number. It's,
so
it's a high number.
You're contributing to the country. Obviously, the country will give back to you in terms of infrastructure, in terms of economic security, in terms of economic stability. The UAE to dollar ratio has been the same for like, I don't know how many years. So that gives you the stability of staying away from the forex changes, because currencies, if you're, for example, dealing in India, INR or PKR, Pakistani currency, and you deal in dollars, the currency is always changing.
Of course.
But with dirham, dealing in dirham and dollars, it's the same rate throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So again, very good idea to come here, set up an SME, and maybe use Zena services if you want.
Yeah, and the
we're not promoting them. It's just a good startup, and they've tapped a very big market, which has a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a big market. So Zena has 50,000 active users, including both retail and business customers, and processes about $280 every 60 seconds. Mm. They aim to reach 1.1 billion dirhams, which is $300 million. In annualized transaction volume by the end of the year. Now, I assume the 300 million is just year round and not every 60 seconds, right?
No.
Yeah, okay.
So they want people to send or receive nearly $300 million in a year.
Mm-hmm.
But per minute, basically 60 seconds is a minute, they facilitate the exchange of like $280. Very big thing for a startup which is going into Series A funding. They have still Series B, Series C, Series D, but it's a very good sign. Zena is also onboarding its first sales hire. They're apparently trying to hire from Revolut. Revolut is one of UK's biggest unconventional banking service, and they're trying to move to Dubai as well. Maybe, most probably, they're hiring for it. A lot of people on social media were posting their hirings for the MENA region, so they are coming to Dubai. Zena is hiring from them. So again, good idea. Their strategy with these numbers and everything, it looks great on paper right now, and they're doing good in terms of business as well. So most probably they're racing towards being a unicorn soon enough.
Mm-hmm. So for our final story, we have Adidas collaborates with Saudi artist Raghad Al Ahmed for Bloom Sky collection. Adidas has launched its new activewear called Bloom Sky in collaboration with Raghad Al Ahmed. And the collection is inspired by Saudi Arabia's natural beauty, and it features vibrant designs and that draw from desert blooms, hence the name, and flowers and stars. It's a very beautiful collection, and it's amazing to see Saudi artists partnering with these big brands and having their name out there. Now, I'm pretty sure the collection is only available in Saudi Arabia, but we really hope
you
to see it expand.
You can always order it online,
That's true, but it would be nice to have it, seen worldwide. Yeah. I mean, I hope so, because it is Adidas, so there are hopes for a more recognition of Saudi artists. And the line includes unisex pieces like pants, shorts, sweaters, jackets, hoodies, t-shirts, and also modest wear options like abayas and hijabs, which is Interesting. I've never seen abayas done by Adidas, but this is a great move, I think.
Yeah, again, coming back to boycotts, they were facing some backlash.
Yes.
Again, for the they were part of the boycott list. But this this whole thing with Raghad Al Ahmad, the Saudi artist, she's Riyadh-based, this shows that they know how to position their brand properly in every region. So this Saudi collection, maybe they come up with Egyptian collection, a UAE collection soon enough. So the boycott has actually like made the big brands learn a lesson that they can't sell everything that they sell on a global scale to everyone.
That's true.
They need to customize their designs, their ideas, mm-hmm. their everything, basically their whole product line for regional right. sensitivities.
Yeah,
regional,
they need to cater to the different countries
and
they're in.
Such a big economy, such good buying power of the people, they have to do it, and they did
yeah.
it. So that's a good step by Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's part of the boycott list, but we're just reporting facts that they've come up with the collection, and one of the Saudi artists is collaborating. That means something is happening. Their strategy is maybe working. They know that they have to make everyone make an inclusive line of clothing. So people, and again, hijabs, very creative. No one has, I guess, the big brands, Nike doesn't have hijabs. I don't know about women's apparel.
Hijabs probably in the regionally they do, but abayas is a new one.
Oh.
Need to double check if they actually
yeah.
did.
But have you ever like gone into a big brand store and seen, like, for example, I don't know, Mango is mm. big, Adidas, Nike, all these athleisure brands.
Yeah.
Have you seen like a whole section for abayas
no.
and hijabs?
No, I have not. So usually for abayas and hijabs, in the UAE at least, we have like whole malls, like shopping centers of different abaya stores.
And so they're local brands?
Yes, they are.
See?
Yeah.
So local brands are like more famous in mm. the region for all these stuff. And big brands are trying to tap into this market.
Yes.
Adidas doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Something about Raghad Al Ahmad, I was looking at her Instagram page. She's very creative.
Yes,
it's
I've
not
seen
just,
her artwork.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful.
And the idea behind what I read was that she tries to merge the crisis that you have personally, personal identity crisis, with the cultural aspect. So it was really amazing. You can always go and find her mm-hmm. on Instagram. She has a verified page, so you
yeah.
will know it's her.
Yeah.
So you can and see the art that she does.
Yeah, and she also collaborated back in 2021 with the international brand Jean-Paul Gaultier to create playing cards.
Nice.
Yeah, so good for her.
Good for her.
So,
sky's the limit for you, Raghad.
So let's move on to our short stories.
Shorter stories, yes.
So we have Saudi Arabia's Qiddiya partners with the Middle East's biggest gaming retailer, GK Games.
Yeah, so what happened was Qiddiya is, again, it will be built. It is under process. The whole NEOM project and all the Giga projects in Saudi Arabia. One is Qiddiya, which is supposed to be a sports and gaming and entertainment hub. So GK, I think it's from GK. Again,
from
very confusing
geek,
name.
Probably.
Someone needs to come on ad or something and pronounce it properly. But yes, GK is basically, you would have seen stores if you're in UAE or in the Middle East. You would have seen stores of them everywhere. They deal in gaming,
video
consoles,
games,
everything.
Figurines.
Yeah, figurines even.
Yeah.
So they're very expensive, by the way.
One
figurine is like 200,
they're
300.
They're collectibles. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for such a small thing, I would never pay that amount. If someone gives it to me, I'll take it.
Diamond is very small and it's
yeah.
super
again,
expensive.
Diamond has a value. But yeah, Geeky, they have partnered with Qiddiya and they're opening a phygital store. It's a new term, or maybe it's an old term, but phygital means they'll have a physical store there and then digital presence as well. And they're going to start an e-gaming hub in Qiddiya. So it's a good partnership. It shows that it's not on paper only. Qiddiya is going to take a physical form. And soon enough, in accordance with Saudi Vision 2023, I think I've said Saudi Vision 2023 on this show nearly 2030 times as well. But in accordance with that, they're making Qiddiya entertainment and sports hub. Geeky coming, most probably more brands, big brands to follow. It's perfect for the Qiddiya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next, we'll talk about Saudi-based used car selling platform, Sayara. And it raised $60.75 million in Series C.
Yeah,
so Majid has more on that.
Yeah, mainly it's earmarked for expansion and, again, improving their services. They're already here in the UAE by some other name, but yeah, Sayara is trying to obviously increase the market size. They're trying to cater to more people. It's a very, I saw the app and the branding on the website, everything. It's like a 2 or 3 step solution if you want to buy a used car. There's a lot of startups in this circle. It's not just one startup, but it became famous. So yeah, that's it. They got some money and they're trying to expand and make their services better.
Mm-hmm. If we have more time, let's talk about the final short story.
Yeah.
So Bybit and DMCC has announced season 2 of MENA's largest Web3 hackathon.
So Bybit is like the second biggest exchange in the world in terms of the volume of trade that happens. Mm-hmm. The biggest is Binance. So Bybit and DMCC, the multi-commodity center, mm-hmm. they've partnered. They did one hackathon, Web3 hackathon last year. And the filling prize was $100,000. So this year they're coming back with season 2. If you're into Internet of Things, in any kind of Web3 development, you can create solutions. Their agenda this year is to create some solution for regular people. Everyday life solution. It shouldn't be like a very difficult, complicated problem that you find a solution to. The solution through Web3 technology should be for everyday people,
just
for me
simple.
And him also, mm-hmm. if you have some problem. So yeah, so you can develop a solution and participate in the hackathon. And yeah, $100,000 for the taking.
And they also get a chance to gain an exclusive access to industry leaders and media partners. So
yeah.
It's a great opportunity for that.
So, go there.
Can you wrap up?
Yeah. So we did talk a lot about a lot of stuff. Mainly, we talked about how Tabby has acquired Tweak. Tabby is a buy now, pay later platform. Tweak is an e-payment gateway. So they've acquired them. They announced that at 24 FinTech. It's happening today in Saudi Arabia, Riyadh. It's the second day of the event, and tomorrow is the last day for 24 FinTech. They announced it there. We also talked about how Adidas has partnered with Riyadh-based Saudi artist Raghad Al Ahmed, and then Zina, which is a banking platform for SMEs, small and medium enterprises. They got $22 million in Series A funding, and Khalid Al Amiri, one of the most famous influencers, is an investor in the startup. So yeah, these things, and then some small talk. So
yeah, if you missed a part of the show, you can always catch us on all these streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anghami. You can also find us on TikTok, Instagram, X, Facebook, and YouTube. We also have a daily newsletter, so make sure to check that out. We usually talk about the same things we do on the show with more information. So thank you so much for joining us on the Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.